The Notaries Unsealed podcast is brought to you by the Georgia Notary Network and Captivated Notary Marketing Solutions. Coming up on this episode.
You know, they are the CEO of their company, so they feel like, you know, they have to get certain privileges because they are running a company. But at the end of the day,
well, that ain't going to work for me. I need more money than that. And I'm like, okay, based off of what?
But we need the state secretaries to give guidance to new notaries, recommended training.
Real smooth this time.
We notaries unsealed. That's my everyday life.
Yeah.
We notaries unsealed.
Ooh. Every day I hustle out here living it right.
Let's go.
We notaries unsealed.
Put the stamp down and stop in front of the mic.
Here we go.
Took the game over. We home now. We soldiers.
Griff Mathurin and cue the podcast. You can't hold us.
Y'all heard the word.
What's going on, Notary World? Welcome back to another episode of Notaries Unsealed. I'm your host, Q. I got my guys with me, Mathurin and Uncle Griff. Guys, say what's up to the people, fellas.
Hey, what's going on, folks? Oh, man, we are back. We are back this week, man. It's been a busy week, but I'm glad to be back with the fellas. We just been, I think every one of us been extremely busy this week. So, you know, I'm just blessed. You know, that's all we can be. We are blessed to be back together, man.
Absolutely. It's been a minute.
Yeah, I know, right? This week been crazy. You know, Griffin all over the place for our usual. Q's doing captivated things. You know, we're staying busy.
Griff is looking like Denzel Washington and a man on fire right now. Griff, what's up, man?
Not much, man. Not much. Everything's good.
Yeah, Griff probably had like 20 signing today, too. So, you know.
No, I didn't.
Hey, Griff, man, you've been killing it lately, man. It's like, every time I talk to you, you're on the road. I think you've definitely been on the road more than I have the past couple of weeks. It's like, I'm not sure how you're doing it, but man, keep pushing through.
Yeah, he's putting on a clinic right now.
Yeah, he is. Griff probably going to get 100 signing this month.
Look, I'm getting there, man. I think I'm at 40 something, close to 50 right now.
Yeah.
Respect.
Yeah. So it's popping hard, man. I mean, I'm just going out here doing whatever I can, taking everything that's coming across my path. And, that's pretty much it.
No, I think that's the best that you can do at this time, especially how, you know, businessmen, you know, for most notaries, you know, plus, you know, if you haven't watched the YouTube videos on how you break down your business strategy, I think that is amazing. So
that was a really good video.
Yeah, that was a great video. So if you guys haven't checked it out yet, go into Griff Notary Services YouTube and check out the latest video. The great breakdown. You guys might be able to implement it.
I was just trying to get people to understand, you know, there's a pattern to it, you know, because everybody trying to figure out how to make money. And I learned a long time ago, a lot of these notaries, they really don't try to do anything until the end of the month. And if you need money at the beginning of the month, doing stuff at the end, not going to do you any good to pay them bills.
No, not at all.
Yeah, I mean, you can't chop a tree down in one chop. You got to consistently chop away at that thing. And that is the same thing with the notary business. You know, if you've got a set dollar amount, it's any business, you make that dollar amount any way that you can, and you don't stop until you hit it. And then you can relax.
Yeah.
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 So, you're right about that.
Yeah, so.
Get it how you can. You
know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, because like I always say, the bills don't care. As long as they get paid, that's what matters.
Absolutely. You know what? I think there's some notaries out there that might consider adding a dollar menu to their notary business and not saying completely drop fees, but be a little bit more economical.
Yeah.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. I think that right there will help, you know, your business stay afloat for sure. Because I know, just like I was telling you guys today, I had a local attorney who reached out to me. A client had called him trying to get some document notarized, but he knows that I'm fully mobile in the area, and they kind of needed something last minute. I believe one of the sibling had to fly out, so I end up going there. So what I normally charge was not, you know, what I charge today. Because, you know, for some reason, based on the situation and what was going on, so I still walk out with like $200, but usually I will charge them all. But for whatever reason, that price was what I give them, and that worked out perfectly for them.
That was great. You know, had you started out a little high and they balked a little bit, it gives you room to negotiate.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that that's a skill that a lot of notaries aren't using at all, is negotiating their prices. You know, if you start off too high and somebody's getting ready to hang up the phone, how much do you want to make the money, period? Are you letting them hang up and go call another notary, or are you actually engaging it and seeing if you can find a price that'll work for you?
Yeah. Yeah. And a lot of people I keep hearing talking about, well, that ain't going to work for me. I need more money than that. And I'm like, okay, based off of what? Why do you feel you need more money than that? How much money do you need to make? I mean, and I think notaries are trying to do $300-$400 off of some general notary work, so they ain't got to do nothing else for the rest of the day. That's right. Really what they want, you know. I think I was saying, you know, they basically trying to, you know, more concerned about, you know, status than actually having a strategy to make money, you know. So like now I'm on Thumbtack. And I'm coming with the state mandated fees and people are loving it. And they're like, okay, we're going to pick this guy, because a lot of the other notaries, they just coming straight out 150 for one signature. Mm-hmm. No justification. It's 150, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, fine. You want me to come over to your house? It's in my range of $20 travel fee. All right, $25. But then like the day, dude gave me a $20 tip. So I made $45. And then the question is, why wouldn't I be happy with that dollar amount, you know? But too many times people, I mean, this with anything. When we try to get a higher paying W-2 job, it's most of the time is to help out with our higher, our cost of living, or the way, you know, our lifestyle
right,
has increased. So now we want a higher paying job. So if you spent too much or overspent or whatever to be in this notary business, you know, you went out and got all the fancy shirts and cups and pens and all of this stuff that you probably didn't need because you're not really out there doing, you know, the marketing right. Now you done bought all these cups and stuff, and now you're trying to make money back by trying to overcharge people. That ain't their problem. That's a you problem. You shouldn't have did it, but... You know, people think if I spend money, it's going to make me, you know, you got to spend money to make money. True, but you got to spend money correctly. And a lot of people aren't spending their money correctly. They're just, okay, well, you say I need to have this. I'm gonna get this and I'm gonna get that. And I'm gonna go to this conference. I'm gonna go to that conference. I'm gonna go to all these different things and I'm gonna be there. And then you sitting here. Yeah. And you sitting in a room. Let's just be real. If you take an inventory for a whole month, if the majority of your month is you spending time in physical or virtual rooms with other notaries, when are you doing business? When are you out there actually taking orders and stamping documents and all of that? That's the question. And
yeah, not.
And I mean, I will spend some time and I try, and I was like, you know what? This is getting tiresome to sit here and just sit back and listen. And I'm like, okay. And at the end of a lot of these conversations, people end up complaining about the way things are, but they're not doing anything about it. They're just like, they're complaining and saying they're treating us wrong. Well, why are they treating you wrong? Well, if you're making a bunch of mistakes and you're not doing stuff right, you're not showing up and all of that, canceling at the last minute, why wouldn't they treat you bad? I mean, when does somebody who's messing somebody over get treated good? You don't.
Yeah. Well, that's because they, you know, they feel like, you know, they are the CEO of their company. So they feel like, you know, they have to get certain privileges because they are running a company. But at the end of the day, you know, just like you say, Griff, if you're not doing what you're supposed to do, how you expect someone else to do what they're supposed to be doing? So it's like, you know, people trying to play this victim card when it comes to this business. And, you know, because you're not doing your research, and that's something we've been talking about for a while now. You're not understanding your state laws. You're not understanding the type of service that you are providing. You're just doing it just because everybody else is doing it. And you want to overcharge people. I know there are folks out there that's teaching you to charge $300 to $400 per document. Look, if you was in a situation, if you needed a notary service right now, right? Let's say you were not working and you need to have a form notarized and you cannot afford $300 or $400 and you call a notary. Would you be upset that they charge you $300 for one single page document?
I'll be honest with you. No, I would not be upset. I would laugh at them and call somebody else. You're funny.
You know what? That's the thing. You know, you have to know how to price, you know, your services accordingly. Like, there are certain documents out there, and especially if you're traveling, I understand the fee because, you know, I've been able to, what I charge in my area, I've been fortunate enough to have received it. Like, the rate of people that refuse it based on the fees are extremely low. But at the same time, I'm always open to work with someone. You know, if you tell me, okay, I cannot afford this. All right. So if you don't want me to come to your house, let's meet at this location. It'll be at a different price. You know, I try to accommodate people, but there are folks out there that's not even willing to accommodate. It's like, this is my fee, take it or leave it type thing.
You know what I can't stand, to be completely honest with you? And I don't know why people do this. I don't get the principle, but why hide your prices? What? Why are you hiding your prices?
You know what? That I don't think I have, you know, to be honest, I don't think I have my prices on my website because my prices stays the same. Like, you know, like I have people who call me, you know, multiple times throughout the year. It's like, it's the same price. Hey, I have this type of document. It's the same price. You know, it's the same. Like, you know, I personally haven't added my prices to my website, you know, but.
Well, your website needs to work.
Well.
Yeah. Come on with it. The work is being done by Captivated Notary Marketing Solutions, by the way.
Yeah. The websites do need to get updated. So I'm not going to lie to that. But nah, man, because you know, I keep my prices, you know, fair. And like I said, I haven't had any issues. And those who say it was too much, you know, I try to accommodate with them. But sometimes you cannot accommodate someone. Like, you know, if I'm giving you a half off, then you're like, that's still too much. Somebody say, I'm supposed to get this for like $5. I'm sorry. This is where I'm stopping right there. You know, especially there was, I remember this gentleman who had called me a while back. He said, well, according to the website, it's supposed to be $1.50. I'm like, I'm not driving to your house for $1.50. Like, I'm sorry. Like, you know, I'm willing to accommodate, but just not to that extent. Some folks are just out there trying to take advantage of you.
And, well, you know, I think being confident in where you stand with your business as a business owner and, you know, just wanting to make sure, you know, I have a sales background, right? Mm-hmm. On top of everything else that I've done in life. You never want to let somebody just walk away. People are going to try to test you. People are going to try. They're going to try you. Pennsylvania, it's only $5. Why do you charge so much? Well, there's a travel fee that's involved. You know, I also do carry an insurance that needs to be paid as well. So a portion of that gets handed down to the customer as well, just like any other business where they're handing down costs of advertising for those iPads, earbuds. I hate Apple products, the little earbuds.
Look, I have Apple product and I don't even like those. So,
right. But you're paying a lot of money just for the advertising. So same thing with Jordans. You're paying for advertising with Jordans. They cost a total of $40-something and 30 of that goes to Michael Jordan for advertising. Nice. For using his likeness, which is ridiculous, right? I forgot where I was going with this. My bad, guys. Hey, listen, I am sick.
Yeah, I think we both have feelings right now. I think you was focusing.
Yeah, them
on
guys breaking down, y'all.
I'm breaking down right now. Like I am in the process. It is that night where it starts to go in. That's where we are right now.
Yeah, look, and then we are still pushing through. We're still putting out an episode for you guys. Like it's you know that just shows the dedication that we have to this year. You know, Q is not feeling well. I'm not feeling well. Griff just been traveling throughout Virginia. So,
hey, we got to give you guys, you know, what you have come to expect. And real quick, before we get back to where we were, I just want to give a quick shout out to Notary Today, based out of Plymouth Meeting, Pennsylvania. I spoke at their event this week on Sunday, which was yesterday. It was a great event. Nice little turnout, and I hope that the people walked away with some great information. I'd also like to give a quick shout out to Miss Tyra White from that event. She is from Philadelphia. She also attended Star McQueen's event last year and showed me some unreleased footage of Griff.
Oh man!
I was gonna ask her to share it with me, but. I'll let it stay where it is. It was hilarious though. So shout out to Notary Today and Miss Teresa, and Tyra White. Shout out to you guys. We appreciate you. Anyway.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I want to get that in before I pass out here.
So what unreleased footage of Griff you have?
Oh man, I think it was Griff. He was rocking the mic doing something.
Oh man,
I don't know.
Look, Griff knew exactly what he was doing. He just don't want to say. Griff
be on it. That's the
thing. Was Griff on some African Bambaataa? Like, what were you?
Oh yeah, man. You know that the party people, the originals. Somebody tried to talk to me talking about some party people talking about the Puff Daddy or Kanye verse. I said, man, please, you better bring me some Africa Mumbata. Give me the original. Give me the original.
So you went way back.
Yeah, she has some good footage of you doing your thing, man.
Nah, that's good. That's good, man. Well, Q, you know what? I'm glad you had a good time at that event, man. So, you know, hopefully, you know, that bring you some new captivated customers.
More importantly, there were some new notaries in there, and I hope that they were able to gain some insightful information.
Oh, man, did you scare them off?
Possibly.
Possibly. Oh, man, that's been the thing, man. A lot more people have started looking at my channel again. Not that it really dropped, but I noticed it was a little bit of a drop, and now people are a little interested. They're like, hey, you know, so I got some people I'm trying to help out and, you know, tell them the ropes about it because they're like, yeah, is this a good time to get in? And I mean, when is there ever a perfect time? Because if you got hundreds and thousands of notaries in the business, you could say that's not a good time. Then when things get slow, you could say that's not a good time. So the question is, what is the definition of a good time to start a business?
It's never.
I mean, it all depends on you. You know, if this is what you want to do and you're willing to commit to it, I mean, just like when is the best time to switch jobs?
There's never a good time to switch a job. You just do it when it works for you. You know, when the opportunity is there, it may not be the right time, but the opportunity is there and you have to take it. Either you are or you're not.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing. So, I mean, I tell them, I say, if you're willing to do the hard work of what it takes to own your own business, then it's the perfect time. If you're not willing to do what it takes, then it's probably not the best time.
Yeah, just stay out of it completely. Don't mess it up for everyone else.
Yeah, they haven't perfected the automated business that's going to make you 10 grand a month yet. That they're still working on it.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty soon, everybody's going to have that opportunity to them. For the low, low cost of $500 per course.
Oh, yeah. Of course, you know how it is. You know, yeah. That's how they are able to make the $10,000 a month by charging you for the course.
Yeah. And more people are starting to figure this out.
That's good. That's good. I'm happy that they are starting to figure it out.
Yeah. They started to see the game.
People want the truth about things now. I think people have, especially the pandemic, the post-pandemics, have been in the business long enough now where they're like, okay, I was told I can make this. I know that there are some people making this. There's a lot more that I have to do. What, did somebody lie to me about this? I think that's where they're at right now. Did somebody lie to me?
Yeah.
They definitely been lied to.
Right. Yeah. That's why I was saying over a year ago, the people need to give disclaimers, you know, and that's what I was saying in my business strategy video. And I know I was up there for about 2 hours, y'all, over 2 hours, but I'm telling y'all.
No, Griff. Yeah, you were. I was there. That was long.
But yeah. My thing is this. Everybody's got all of these different ways of, you know, like I was talking about. And, look, this power of attorney thing is, you know, me and Q was talking about, this burns me up because if you don't do this power of attorney right, it can be a problem. And you're sitting up here trying to prepare documents. And my thing is this. If somebody is teaching you, whether preparing documents for power attorneys or teaching you or whatever, and don't matter what industry, and you realize that, hey, what you told me that I could do and make money from, I'm not legally allowed to do it in my state. So I'm sharing that with you to let you know that I can't do it. Now, my integrity is on this level. If I'm teaching somebody something and then they turn around and tell me that I really can't do that, or they found out that, you know, they can't do that in their state, at that point, that's when I'm supposed to add in a disclaimer going forward saying, hey, here's what I can teach you. However, in Virginia, it's not allowed. In this state, it's not allowed. Or under these caveats, you can do it, but you have to do it this way. That's what's missing. And nobody is doing that. And nobody is demanding these folk to do that. It's the thing of, well, you're a grown up, you're a notary, you know, you're an adult. You need to figure it out yourself and find out whether or not something that I'm offering is applicable to you. Okay, fine. I do that. But when I tell you that it's not applicable, what are you doing with it, Mr. Instructor, Miss Instructor? And that's where the fallacy is at. They won't take it. They say, oh, okay, that's nice. But then they keep acting like it is applicable so they can get more money. And that's when it turns into a money grab. So that means you're not really there for us. You're not trying to help us. You're just trying to get you some money. Mm-hmm. And it's on us whether or not we get screwed over. And that's the part that ticks me off.
This is why I feel like we need the states, and we don't need the states individually to be 100% involved. You know, of course, we want to stay unregulated, but we need the state secretaries to give guidance to new notaries, recommended trainings, and we need more states to start approving state-approved trainers to make sure that at least when it comes to doing the notarization part of the job, that gets taught first with recommended from the Secretary of State, so that way people stop getting confused about what training it is that they're actually purchasing. Are they purchasing a training that's just going to tell you to go out there and market on freaking Instagram, and that's supposed to be your notary job? Or are you going to go out there and get training from what the state is recommending, and you can actually start using your stamp the right way instead of spending 2 hours to try to create some freaking poster, get on TikTok. I'm so sick and tired of that crap, man. I'm trying not to curse.
Yeah. No, you're right. I mean, I don't see what's wrong. I don't see what's wrong with having a standard, you know?
Yeah.
And that's the problem. That's really what we're missing. Oh, here it is. Yep, it just clicked in. This is what I wanted to say. Here's the problem with our notary business. There is no consequence for wrongdoing when it comes to teaching people this business.
Griff, can I tell you something, man?
Yeah. There's no consequence.
Across the country, they're getting rid of consequences for everything. Like New York banning, saying that they're not going to arrest minors for anything like less than murder. They're trying to get rid of consequences. How is it out in California? You can still under $1,000 and walk straight out of a store and they're not going to call the police on you. Like, what the?
That's crazy.
Yeah. So people are doing stuff. Yeah. So when I got to thinking about it the other day with all this driving out to Franklin, Virginia, which is an hour each way, I'm sitting here thinking about stuff. And I was getting it clicked in. I said, there is really no consequence from anybody for somebody to come in and say, I'm a notary trainer, I'm a mentor, and they mess somebody over. There's no consequence. There's no punishment that they receive for doing somebody dirty.
No, the only consequence that they get is people eventually catch on that their training is trash. And they lose whatever small investment that they put into putting their course together, and people stop taking it, and then they're off to reinvent something new based off of the foundation that they already spent. That's the only repercussions that they get. But you know, nothing happens. There's no retribution for the people that get caught up in that scam.
No, not at all. They just rebrand 3 to 4 months later.
Right.
You know, they come back. It's a new me.
and then a lot of people too embarrassed to say that they got taken advantage of.
Yeah, that too.
So when they don't say nothing, they keep going. And then other people like, and that's why I keep telling people, and that's sometimes why I don't go into Clubhouse, even though it seems like I'm always in Clubhouse. But a lot of times. But a lot of times,
the reason why. Notary giant.
Huh? Oh, man. Yeah,
oh, now he's in there more than everybody.
Yeah, shout out to the notary giant, bro.
Yeah.
He's in there.
But I sometimes have to pull off because I know people aren't trying to be intentional malicious, but people will make certain statements when they're in Clubhouse, and the way they make it as if they're saying, the way I'm doing the notary business is the way everybody should. And they don't give any clarification as to what they really mean. So I hear people all the time talking about, you know, explaining the documents. However, those people, about 99% of the time, they have a direct client that they work with, and they're working in a title office. So therefore, they are asked to do that, or they even trained to do that, or they have a background in the mortgage industry or as an escrow person to where they're more equipped and educated to explain the documents. So when you say that to a brand new notary who has none of that experience, none of that cachet, and now they're focused on trying to do something that they really don't need because they're primarily working with signing companies, that's where people start getting confused, and nobody won't say anything and question these statements. So I ask them, I say, what do you mean? Do you work for signing companies? Oh, well, no, I don't work for signing companies. I work primarily for builders. I work primarily, with title companies and escrow. I don't do no signing companies. Well, what you're saying may not be applicable to those who work with signing companies, and you need to say that. But they're making the statement as if the way they do it is the way everybody should do it, and that's not necessarily the case.
Right.
So that's my thing. But for the notaries who can push through all of this, then for the notaries who can push through all of this, they will be the better in the long run. They honestly will be better. And they want all you and I get it. Not everybody's gonna be like Griff and want to run their mouth and say stuff about it. But if they at least be honest with themselves.
Can't be like you, Griff.
I know. But within themselves, they can recognize and say, okay, I see what the game is. This is the game. Got it. No problem. I understand it. Now navigate your way around and go out here and do. Because, see, I know there are some notaries out here that are doing very well in this business in good times and bad. They just don't talk about it because they're not on YouTube and all of that. Mm-hmm. But they're out here doing great, and they're not listening to any of this stuff that's on YouTube, Facebook, Clubhouse, and all of that. And they are killing it. They are killing
it. Absolutely.
And nobody knows, because everybody, I won't say everybody, a lot of people, they only look at the notary business through the eyes of what they see on social media. And they're thinking that that's the notary business, and it's not, there's much more to it.
What do you expect when people think that the news is everything that they see on social media, and they believe everything on social media. I mean, what can we actually really expect today?
Mm-hmm. Well, sure. If you guys remember, that was the purpose of Matter and Business Insight, was to bring insights to notaries that's not being in the spotlight. But it seems like nowadays everybody's doing a Matter and Business Insight version. But I'm not going there.
No, man, I'm tired. Yeah. Y'all need to stop stealing my man's stuff.
I mean, that was the main purpose of it, was to bring, you know,
he put a lot of y'all on the map. I'm just saying.
Hey, it is what it is, right? It's a cold world.
Yeah. It is what it is.
Well, all right. Time for that break, man.
Yeah, I think it's time for the break. Yeah, we'll be back, guys. Ready.
Bring that one back from the top.
Hi, my name is Ebony, the CEO of The Notary Connects, a notary directory made by a notary for notaries. Get your notary business listed today. Show off what your business has to offer to your next potential client. I'll be sharing this directory with tons of potential clients nationwide. www.thenotaryconnects.com. For 1 year, your listing will only cost you $17.57. Thank you. Bye.
www.CaptivatedNotaryStore.com.
It's Captivated, baby.
Yup, that's the name that we go by. Hey. When we let the post fly.
It's Captivated, baby.
We got hoodies and tees for all your notary needs. Know what I'm talking about.
It's Captivated, baby.
Nobody does it like me. So it's best to believe when you see
it. It's Captivated, baby.
Yeah, we do this. We got the newness. Just don't forget.
It's Captivated, baby.
Q. The Notary Supremo, t-shirt ads sounding just like a demo. Podcast on Blast, shout out to our demo. Graph how I laugh with my foot on this pedal. Somehow I lost my mind, have you seen all these designs? And I sell them things cheap, $24.99. What's your name, what's your size? Forget it, never mind. The Captivator store, order pay another time. A notary that rhymes, yes, that's him, lady. Commissioned with these writings, I've been spitting crazy. Witness all the ways we give it, all we say that we do. It's true,
it's
guess
Captivator.
Who?
Captivated, baby.
www.CaptivatedNotaryStore.com.
It's Captivated, baby. Witness all the ways we give it. All we say that we do. It's true.
It's Captivated, baby.
Yeah, boy.
My man.
Roll up, what's happening? They know us. Tagged them. Showed up, it's handled. Sign it, stamp it. Sign it, stamp it. Sign it, stamp it. Sign it.
I'm a monster now, my Google business brings stupid digits, they choosing Q Smith. I don't even care who is in the next spot, that will be where two is. And the truth is, that's a euphemism. I talk that talk, but my children listen. Math and Griffin, that's my crew, and everything that we do is it. And boy, what you get, we do this pimping. Cruise city streets like the roof is missing. Bass on blast, thoughts on blast.
You can see all right, welcome back to the show. Shout out to our sponsor, again, Ebony Locke. If you haven't checked out the Notary Connects database, please go ahead and sign up. That's www.notaryconnex.com. Griff, you still getting stuff from Ebony?
Yeah. I mean, things have been popping, man, left and right. So I'm good. Being 24 hours does help make it happen. I ain't gonna lie to you.
There it is. So a testimonial for Notary Connects. Definitely check it out. Sign up and get your profile right. All right. And again, if you need help with your profile, you can feel free to hit up Captivated Notary Marketing Solutions at www.CaptivatedNotaryMS.com, or you can hit me up on Instagram at @_Captivated_Notary. And I am helping people with their profile. So if you need a wordsmith, you got Q Smith. See how I did that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we did that. So what I wanted to get into in the second part of the show, you know, the weather has been crazy lately. Like, there is absolutely no reason right now for notaries to not be taking appointments that are coming in. You know, like, we're getting to the end of February now. We barely got any snow. Now, I know right now up north, they're getting slammed. They're supposed to get life-threatening storms starting tonight.
Well, let's not bring it over here.
Yeah, right. But like over here, we've been blessed to have some like unseasonably characteristic snow. I mean, not snow. Wow. Sorry, guys. Unseasonably characteristic weather. Like the temperature, it was 60 degrees today, man. That's nuts.
Yeah. Yeah, it's supposed to be 81 by Thursday, jeez. I think, here. Or Wednesday or Thursday.
You playing, right?
No, I'm for real. I looked on my thing. It's talking about 81 degrees here.
I'm about to pull up my forecast right now. If you're driving in your car, don't do that. You said on what day?
It was talking about, let me look at it again. Yeah, Thursday, 84. Tomorrow, 72. Oh. Wednesday, 72.
Yeah, we're supposed to have 69 on Thursday.
Yeah, but then on Friday, it's talking about dropping down to 68.
Yeah, Saturday, it's talking about 33,
42, 45 here on Saturday, then 56 on Sunday, and then 59 next Monday.
Everybody, take care of yourself, man. As I've shared, I'm not feeling well today. Take care of yourself with all this fluctuation in weather, especially with the cold air and the warm air and the moist air and the dry air. Take care of yourself.
Right, yeah, it's the best thing you can do.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
see, that's the main reason why I've been coughing. Your people are like, you know, I'm always coughing because this weather has been changing up and down. And the only thing that's been helping me out is I started taking zinc and magnesium. Already had it, and I wasn't taking it. And since I've been doing zinc and magnesium at least twice a day, I've been a lot better.
Yeah, I take zinc too. I think I take either 15 or 30. I think the most that you're supposed to get, or a full adult sized male should be getting about 50, but you got to take into account that you're going to get that that in foods as well.
Yeah.
So don't go out there and buy some zinc and try to OD on it. Things that you're going to get. It's toxic. It is toxic if you take too much.
Yeah.
Be very careful. But also remember when you're buying supplements like that, that you are going to get some nutritional value from some type of food out there, even though most of it's processed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've been feeling real good. Oh, and one of the things that's also helped me out is doing oregano oil in my water in the morning.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of things about oregano oil.
If you get oil, don't take that stuff straight because it burns.
Yeah.
It is like really, it's like extra spicy ginger.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I put a couple of drops in my water, and I keep it next to my nightstand. So I drink that first thing in the morning. And if I drink that, because I've been having a real problem with my sinuses draining lately. And it's crazy because I'll be sitting there in a signing, and then all of a sudden I'm like, uh-oh. No, here it comes. It's just trucking down my nose, and I got to blow my nose, and then, you know, I keep my hand sanitizer cleaning up real good in front of the people.
You got
the sign
looking at you like, he got the Rona. He got the Rona. Mm-hmm. Hurry up and sign. Hurry up and sign. He's got the Rona. Get him out the house.
I'm serious, man. So, but yeah, I've been taking that oregano oil, and that thing, it has helped keep my sinuses in check. So the zinc, magnesium, and oregano, I've been doing way better.
Man, that's what's up.
Yeah, man. No, that's good. Just to let you guys know right now, we are not medical professionals, so we are not giving you medical advice. So we're only speaking on what's working for us. So make sure you're out there doing your own research on what you want to take. You know, I don't want to hear that, Mathurin and Griff and Q said this and that. It doesn't work for us. Look, do your own research. We can only talk about what's working for us.
You know, we talk about herbs enough. I'm sure that we could start some type of course and somebody would pay for it.
Oh, yeah, sure. As many herbs we'd be ordering here, sure. I just placed an order.
Oh, look, while we doing our crockets, I'm sitting here looking at some red ginseng and some fish oil on Amazon.
Hey, you know what?
I got to get me some more soursop leaves. That's what I really got to get.
Soursop leaves?
Yeah, so I got some soursop leaf here. It's good.
Y'all got to educate me on this. What is a soursop leaf, please? Tell me.
What, do you know what?
Go on to tell them after.
Do you know what a soursop is, the plant?
If I knew what the plant was, then I would know what the leaf is.
Oh, my. Look. How you living down there? You don't know what soursop is.
Living down where? I live in Pennsylvania.
Look, man.
Pennsylvania.
The main reason why I like what we'll do as far as the soursop leaf. It helps with sleep. So, you know, as far as like my brother-in-law, because we all know, you know, he's, you know, he's autistic. So I will boil the soursop leaf, then I'll mix it with orange leaf, and then that kind, that right there helps with sleeping. So that's the main.
Wait a second. Hold on. What is an orange leaf?
Hey.
Like an actual orange leaf?
Yeah, Griff, can I just walk out? Like, can I just leave this thing? Yeah, an actual orange leaf, you know. They have benefits to them, you know. So, you know, the orange
Does it
leaf.
Come from an orange tree?
Yeah. Should I hope so? But yeah, no, it does. Yeah, it does. No, the orange leaf.
Are you talking about orange peel?
No, I'm talking about the leaf.
The
leaf.
I'm so confused now.
Yeah. There's the orange peel, there's the orange leaf, actually the one actually from the tree. That also good.
Oh, okay.
That's also a good cough suppressor. So if you have a cold.
Where do you find that at?
Well, my mom be belly from Florida.
Oh, okay.
You know,
y'all trafficking orange leaves.
You know, she be getting it
you
down
got
mom there.
Pushing orange leaves up the coast.
Oh man, look, every time look. Look, man, look, if I
be sending it up in all that lumber that Matt be doing for his rehab. Man,
if I trafficking
herbs.
Look, if I need 95. If I need any type of herbs, man, all I have to do is call her. Like she'll just like she'll ship it, man. You
okay.
know, any type
oh,
of
Oh man, so that means I gotta find some orange leaves on Amazon.
Man,
now.
Look, if you don't even gotta find it on Amazon, I can just have her mail you some.
Okay.
You know, that's good for the
I'm
cold.
I'm dropping
man.
My address in there right
Problem
now.
Problem solved.
Yeah, that's good for the cold, man. Like if you boil that, you add some cloves, and you can even add a cinnamon stick on there. That will get you right.
I'm a big fan of cloves. Cloves are good. Cinnamon stick is normal. These are all things that are normal, but orange leaves and soursop, bro.
Soursop. Yeah, that's some good stuff.
What is the point?
And
of
I was sitting here looking, man.
That?
Yeah, they got orange leaf ice cream.
I need to know a little bit more about the soursop thing.
It's the orange leaf ice cream.
Yeah, it's said orange leaf ice cream and orange leaf yogurt. I mean, frozen yogurt. I said ice cream. Orange leaf frozen yogurt.
Wow.
Why?
I'm like,
wow.
Why?
Yeah, that.
So yeah,
yeah,
I'm gonna have to get me some orange leaves. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about the yogurt, but I'm all set.
Why not just orange? What are the differences between an orange leaf and an actual orange, an orange peel?
What's the main difference?
I guess the leaf. Well, that's just like if I really want sometimes, and I forget to do it a lot of times because I haven't really thought about it. But I go to the Asian store and get me some sweet potato leaves. Mm. Instead of eating a sweet potato, I go get the leaves from the sweet potato, and the leaves have a lot of vitamins and nutrients in there. Matter of fact, now I think about it, I might just go do that tomorrow.
Oh, interesting. You know what? I do like the tea that you can get from like the Chinese spot.
Mm-hmm.
I like Chinese tea. For some reason, it soothes whatever. I might have some tonight. It soothes whatever's going on.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
It's pretty much the same thing as the soursop. It's high with vitamin C. It's good for the immune system. Also has, you know, some cancer preventing mechanism to it. And, you know, it helps the body get rid of, defend itself from pathogens. So it's like, there's a lot of key benefits to it, you know, especially if you are able to get the leaf and boil it versus, you know, just taking a pill. So I think you get more of the nutrient that's straight from it. You know, it's the same thing with cat claw. It's the same thing with any, you know, if you're getting like ginger roots, see what I mean? Versus just buying the pills, you have the actual thing. Like you get all the nutrient that you can get from there, man.
Interesting. I mean, yeah. I'm not opposed to taking herbs in the pill form or the natural form. It's just some of these. We already know how I am with food. So some of the names of these things, I'm like, I can never put this in my body. Cat claw? I hate cats. Why would I take anything called cat claw?
I
I don't care how good it is for you. No.
It's good. It's good for you, man. You got to. You got to.
I guess nobody's going to be taking that so-called dog's tail.
Yeah, ain't no dog. That's funny.
Cat's claw and dog's tail.
Hey, you know what? You know what? I actually did, you know.
Baboon ankles and cheetah knuckles.
I actually did hook up some, like a few people, I know, maybe in the past, you know, they had kids that were like on, you know, right on the spectrum. And then, you know, I had recommend some stuff for them. And they, you know, they've seen a lot of great improvement. You know, I had this one guy who reached back out to me from Georgia, you know, and he told me he had noticed a huge change in his daughter at that time, who was having issue with, you know, staying focused, who was having issue with comprehending certain things. You know, and, you know, I talked to my wife. She was like, yeah, tell, you know, have them buy this and that, mix it together and take it. And he was extremely happy when he called me back. And had a couple people from last year. We ain't gonna mention no name. I did the same thing for them at that time, and they were greatly appreciated of it. But there are definitely some great benefits on using the natural product, especially if you are trying to, you know, get your kids right.
You know what? Mm-hmm. Whenever I'm like mixing anything herbal, like any type of brew or something like that, I always feel like I'm Merlin. Magician. I'm expecting to see something.
Is this a hallucinogen?
I'm freaking retarded, man. This is what happens when I don't feel well.
Oh man,
It's
all good. Nah, we should definitely have a episode for the folks about herbs. You know what? I'll see if wifey get on there, because she, oh my god. And the whole mattress, thank you. Like, I had to hear about mattress that entire day.
She learned you, didn't she?
Oh, man, look. She was like, you guys didn't put me on here if you guys ever talking about mattresses. I can educate you guys.
She's had an open invitation since the podcast started.
Oh, man.
Not trying to hear it. Not trying to hear it.
Yeah, my wife just waiting for her to show up.
Oh, man. So it's like, out of here by mattresses the entire day. It's a cold world, man.
Well, now you know, right?
Yeah, now I know.
Now you know.
Now I know the thread count and all type of stuff.
Oh, yeah, the thread count is the key, man.
See, now we got Griff here for the conversation. Go ahead, Griff. Go ahead and add it. Got any two cents about your sheets?
Don't be messing with no 200-300. You got to be at least 600. 600 thread count.
600 and above.
Oh, man.
600 and above. Yeah, you got 600 and above thread count. It got to be. So that way when you touch it, it's just like sleeping on a cloud.
Oh, man.
And stuff. You don't want that stuff feeling like sandpaper scratching you all up and everything. You be sitting out there wondering why you got scabs on your back. That's why I've been sleeping on 200 count bed sheets.
You turn over and get rug burns. Like,
oh, man. Oh, man. I'm serious.
Once I found out about them thread counts, I was like, oh.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know. You don't know. I mean, it's like, oh, okay, 150 thread count from Walmart. Yeah, it's like, okay. I was like, That's. No, you got me slumming then. I just use that as a throw, you know, if I'm sitting at the desk and
like
just want
something for a college dorm room.
Yeah, I get 200 thread count for my dog. Here you go, you know, let dog crazy. Lay on that. No, dog be like, give me some 600.
No offense to anybody that's sleeping on 200 thread count. Just want to put that out there, but you might want...
Y'all better step your game up.
You heard it from Griff. I ain't say it. Don't come to my Instagram channel talking no mess. Take that to Griff.
Oh, man.
Look, you can get you some 600 count thread sheets.
I know. 600 thread is not that expensive. It's when you start getting to the higher numbers.
Jeez. Mm-hmm. That's a nice man.
I mean, right now I'm looking for a king bed, 800 thread count, 100% cotton. You talking about $73?
That's not bad.
Is that for
that's
a full set or just the?
That's for a full set.
That's not bad.
Now if you really want to get fancy with the sheets, what I want to try, I haven't done it yet. I want to get the sheets made out of bamboo.
I've had a pair.
Really?
They're not bad. Yeah, they're not bad.
Huh?
I want to get the bamboo sheets. That's what I want next.
Yeah. I'm going to have to look into it.
when I was making money, a whole lot of it, I had some bamboo sheets that were very comfy.
Yeah. Yeah, I stumbled across those a couple of years ago. I'm like, okay. I said, I can get with that. 600 count, king size, 62. Okay, that ain't bad.
That's not bad at all. There's one that's, I'm over here looking at one right now. It says 1,800 thread count, but I'm not. But the price doesn't, it says the price is $49.
I'm like,
I don't think that's the Amazon.
That's 1,800 thread count just on the pillowcase.
That's it.
I'm like, I think Amazon is lying to me right about now.
Yeah, I see that. They got one for $39, talking about 1,800.
Oh, man.
Yeah, luxury.
So before we end this episode, I am going to bring it back to business. We usually don't do that. I'm going to ask you guys a question. We talked about it before the show started. Mathen, I don't think you had joined in yet. So you're going to answer first.
Oh, Mathen, I don't think you had joined yet, but you're going to answer first. Ain't there something?
All right. Today, all right,
so what you got?
Today, it is now February 20th, 2023. It's 11 p.m. If somebody asked you, should they join into the notary business, would you tell them? What would you tell them?
I would actually tell them, yeah. You know, I would recommend them to join the notary business. You know, just a matter of knowing exactly the reason why you are joining it and having your, you know, creating a business model and strategy that's going to work for you and your market area versus listening to what everybody else is saying. You know, I think, you know, it's a great honor to be a notary, you know, being able to serve the public. And, you know, you have to understand why you want to become a notary public to begin with. You know, if you are becoming a notary public, that's just what you are, a notary public. You're not all these other extension of businesses that people tend to add to being a notary. Then they completely forget on how to be a notary public. So you have to keep it simple. You have to understand your business model and do your own market research, because every market is different. You know, you will find success, you know, if you dedicate yourself and understand your state laws.
That was a very, very good answer. What about you, Griff?
Well, I would say, yeah, as long as they're going to pay me to mentor them. You ain't going to pay me to mentor you, then stay your butt out this business.
Oh, man.
I'm just joking.
That's funny.
I know folk had like, I knew it. I knew he was just like the rest of them. No. Nah, I think.
Griff doesn't even offer mentoring to pay for it, by the way. Anybody that's new listening, because I know we've picked up some new listeners, Griff does not offer paid mentoring.
No, I don't. My mentoring starts with watching my videos. If you can't watch my videos, then why would you even listen to me?
I think, how many videos you know? You got like 700, right?
Yeah, over 700. And matter of fact, somebody called me yesterday talking. It was actually, and a lot of people call me talking about they watch my videos, and I can tell within 5 minutes or less that they've only seen a couple.
Yeah.
And then I started asking questions, and because they started making statements, I'm like, well, I talked about that in a video. Oh, you did? Yeah. And then they go to me, oh, you got that many videos? Well, I really only looked at like 3 or 4. I'm like, look at my videos, because if you can deal with my voice and what in me
to be do the fair, video, though, Griff, if they watch like 3 or 4 of your videos, they're watching about 30 hours worth of YouTube videos.
Damn.
Man, I was taking a squig of water when you said
damn. That's crazy. That is true, Griff. That is true.
Yeah,
I was just about to
believe. Oh man, that was a good one.
I think the whole thing is when Griff gets on talking about, I'm not trying to stay on here too long, but he's in the on there like 2 hours. That's how you know
you're gonna be there for a minute.
You know, buckle
he
it
says
up.
He ain't staying there. Know,
grab some popcorn. Yeah. You're about to.
Griff says, "I'm all right. We're not gonna be here for a while, but then the intro is like 25 minutes." He's like, all right, now back to our topic.
It's yeah.
Like, damn, Griffin's been a half hour.
Well, if you think about it, in public speaking, they say your intro is a quarter of, you know, your intro is one part. So I'm like, if I do a 20 minute intro, then I mean, I got to do at least 45 minutes talking and then another 20 minute outro.
Right.
Yeah.
That's too complete much. Show. Griff's trying to compete with freaking Titanic as far as runtime goes.
Yeah.
I know, man. And sometimes I be losing track. I ain't gonna lie to you. I keep trying to look at that. I'm like, okay, yeah. Okay, it's been 20 minutes. Okay, I'm gonna stop. And the next thing, I'm like, dang, go on, it's been 45 minutes.
There's just so much to say.
Well, I'm in it to win it now.
Yeah, there's just so much to say, too. And it's not.
Notary TED Talk. Notary TED Talk. That's good.
Yeah.
You bring great information to the notary community. Absolutely. And I think it's underappreciated. And I think that there's a plethora of videos with a wealth of knowledge that you could probably put behind a paywall. Because you've given the entire notary game away for free. Everything that you could want to know, everything that everybody's teaching, doesn't matter who your favorite notary guru is, Griff's already talked about it for free.
Yep.
Yeah, some of the topics you hear people talk about in Clubhouse and Facebook and all of that, if you go to my channel, I guarantee you probably will see a video about it.
Yeah.
You will see a video about it. And so, you know,
from
that perspective, yeah, I would tell somebody, join the, if they willing to look at some of my videos, listen to what Q got to say for marketing, listen to Mathurin, what he talks about, especially on the general notary side, I would say a person can come into this business and be very successful. If they're willing to put in the hard work and they have the discipline to ignore these people and recognize the game that's going on and the scammers that are out there. Not everybody's a scammer, but there are some who are just trying to make you think that in order for you to be successful as a notary, you have to do these things. And you start doing them and realize it was a bunch of bull. I don't need to do all of that in order to go out here and notarize signatures. Right. So if a person can be disciplined and trust their own gut and believe in themselves and willing to make their own way in this business and not try to depend solely on somebody telling them, you know, what to do in every aspect, then I think they can do this business. But if they need somebody to tell them what to do, like a W-2, they're going to have a hard time in this business. They're going to have a hard time with any business at all. And my thing is this, a lot of these people have gone into a W-2 not knowing what to expect, not even getting a briefing, not even getting information, no manual, no nothing. And within a month, they mastered it. So I don't know how you can sit here and say you can't master being a notary. Now, I don't think just because you may have quote unquote mastered it for yourself being a notary in about a month or two that you need to go teaching people, because there's too many caveats with state laws and things of that nature. But you can at least put forth the effort after those 2 or 3 months of you getting your feet wet, go out here and spend another 6 months to a year, 2 years making you some solid money. And then, in my opinion, you'll be ready to teach somebody XYZ.
I agree. Me, I say run far, far away. No, I'm just kidding. I would say it depends on what your expectations are. You know, where did you hear about becoming a notary from? If you heard about becoming a notary from TikTok, I would say, why don't you do a little bit of research before you jump into this? Go watch Griff. You know, talk to a couple of notaries that are doing what you'd like to do, because most of the time new notaries that are coming in right now, they're not coming in thinking general notary work. They're thinking, I'm going to come in and be this. Oh my God, I can't believe I'm going to say this. They want to be loan signing agents. I hurt my soul, y'all. But a lot of the new notaries, that's what they come into the game thinking. I want to be this LSA. You know, you should probably talk to more people about that than watching what you see on social media, watching what you see on YouTube, watching what you see on Instagram. Get away from the influencers and start talking to the real people. That's what I would tell them. I will tell them yes or no. Can you make money? Yeah, you can make money doing anything.
Yep.
I mean, how many kids have we seen on YouTube doing freaking unboxings that turn into millionaires? Doesn't make any sense. Right? You know, I can't advise you if you should or if you shouldn't. It's up to how much work are you willing to do and what are your expectations. And your expectations are set by, you know, how you heard about coming into the industry. So if you heard about it through, you know, somebody that has just been a notary for a really long time, they're humble, they've been running their business, I'd say listen to that person and follow them. You've got a really good shot because they're going to tell you the ins and outs and what they've learned over the years. If you got somebody that's trying to be a social media star and, you know, everything's TikToked out and, you know, and it looks like their entire life is an infomercial every time that you hear from them, I'd tell you to rethink it.
Yep. Stay away from those.
Yeah. Yeah. And more, I've been hearing that some of these notary trainers are not accessible. They're not accessible in any way, shape, or form to talk to the people who they are supposedly helping out. And that's a problem.
That is a problem.
That's a problem.
I'll tell you who is accessible every Tuesday at 9:30. Q the notary is. The captivated notary. Just that guy, the new one on YouTube that's got the Notary Anonymous hotline. Make sure that you check us out. Live call-in session. That guy is accessible.
Oh, yeah.
It's anonymous. Let me know if you want your voice private. We'll change it to sound like a robot or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I love the notary announcement, man. I'll be honest.
It's cool.
I mean, this is
picking up.
It's cool. It's a cool idea. I appreciate the people that have called in. I, you know what I like about it? I like that I have absolutely no idea who is actually calling me until there's been a couple callers so I could tell by the voice I know who it was. But I have no idea what they're going to be talking about. I have no idea who it is. And it's just like going into a signing. You have no idea what to expect.
Right about that.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
So make sure you check me out. YouTube, Captivating Notary Channel, 9:30 p.m. Be there. Be square.
Oh, yeah. Just another thing, too. Also, if you come across any distressed properties in your area, please reach out to me. I'm paying a referral fee if we close on them. I'm looking for that ugly house that you drive by in your neighborhood every day. You're like, damn, that's an ugly behind house. That's the house I need. Fire damage,
referral fees,
flood, anything that's distressed, you can send it my way. Vacant lots, you can send it my way. I'll do the work. Talk to the owner. We get it, and you get paid. Simple as that.
Don't get no easier than that. I mean, you don't even have to get a notary commission for that.
Nope, not at all. Just reach out to me.
So you can, you can tell your spouse who probably sitting around ain't doing too much, get out there and look for some empty houses, some vacant land. Yep. Tell Mathurin.
That's it.
That's it, man. Hey, guys. That's all you got right. Anything else to talk about tonight?
Nah. I'm all set. Appreciate you guys.
I think I'm going to hop on YouTube for about 3 hours after this.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah.
Well, Griff, I will not be joining you tonight, but I will, if you do go on for 3 hours, which
I'll be watching.
I just think that's possible.
Nah, I ain't doing that, man.
He says that now until his intro turns into 45 minutes.
Yeah, tomorrow morning we're going to wake up.
Man. I need to get me some sleep.
Yeah, I'm actually going to sleep myself. I'll edit this in the morning. It's probably going to be a little late. So just letting you know that now. It is what it is. Y'all be all right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Oh, well.
All right, guys. Any last words?
No, that's it.
Just do your thing, people. Do your thing and know that, you know, the Notaries Unsealed is here to help y'all.
Hey, on that note, love your life, love your business, love yourself. We're out of here, y'all.
This Miami life. We know the reason sealed. Yeah, so out here living it right. We know the reason sealed.
Put the stamp down and stop in front of the mic.
Here we go.
Took the game over, we home now. We soldiers.
Griff Mathurin and Q the podcast, you can't hold us.
Y'all heard the word, y'all heard the word.
Griff Mathurin and Q, yeah, we on a verse.
So diverse, with no rehearse, that's how we work.
Authentic when we give it, if we said it, then we meant it.
Not to be confused with other people's views.
They get it how they get it, and we get it how we do.
Look, homie, this is a whole different game. We got a whole different aim, we in a whole different lane. Yeah.
We know the reason sealed. This my everyday life.
We know the reason sealed.
Every day I hustle out here living it right.
We know the reason sealed.
Put the stamp down and step in front of the mic.
Took the game over, we home now. We soldiers.
Griff Mathurin and Q the podcast, you can't hold us.
We know the reason sealed.
Notaries unsealed.
This my everyday life.